take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about tonight. First and foremost, I want to get this out there. Thanks to Bile from, I believe, blogofbile.com. I think Bile is the man that is behind the jailedactivist.info website, which had its genesis over the weekend as I was sitting in a jail cell here in Cheshire County, beautiful New Hampshire, where we do this show from. And, of course, people were saying, well, now that, you know, now that Ian's out, now what? Well, Lauren Canario is still in jail. And she is now featured on the front page of jailedactivist.info, which is good because when Lauren was put in for this, the most of asinine of things, she was put in a prison cell for 30 days, federal sentence, because she wasn't as obedient as they would have liked her to be. And so I can relate. That's one of the reasons why they put me in a prison cell as well. But of course, Lauren is far less obedient than I, and she's probably in solitary at the moment because she just doesn't – when they want her to go from one point to another, she does not go voluntarily. No one has –
They drag her.
Right. No one is sure whether or not Lauren is actually receiving mail. She may or may not be. She may simply be unable to send mail out. So, again, hard to say. However, it wouldn't hurt for you to send something her way. And so if you'd like to get contact information for Lauren and like to learn more about her situation and how you can help, please head over to jailedactivist.info. I'm so glad we have that website now because when Lauren was first put in, I thought about freelaurencanario.com, which is something that we used to – somebody registered that a while back. And then I guess they decided...
It's something that'll get some use.
Yeah, well, it was getting use, and then I guess somebody decided that they didn't want to take care of it anymore, and they were offering it up to see if anybody else wanted to kind of handle it. And I guess, for whatever reason, Lauren decided to take it, which I think was a mistake. You don't want the activist that's going to be put in jail to be the one that has the login information and stuff for that website. So
I see problems with that.
Yeah, the Free Lauren Canario site is pretty much useless at the moment because her husband Jim doesn't know how. He doesn't have the know-how to get in there and make it so someone else can get into the website settings. So having jailedactivist.info makes sense because it's not tailored only to one particular activist. If more activists are put in jail, this website can handle tracking all of them. So it's got information on both Lauren and how to get in touch with her, as well as James Muirhead, who is the federal judge that is responsible for putting Lauren behind bars. So you can actually figure out a little bit or learn a little bit more about that particular judge, although I don't see any contact info for him there at this point. However, there's always a way you can contact the owner of the website, Mr. Bile, and perhaps submit information to him to get up there. I'm not sure if he's going to open this up as like a wiki. I'm not sure exactly what he has planned for this particular page. But I'm glad that Lauren's on the front right now. So head over to jailedactivist.info to get all that information, learn how to write a letter or send a postcard or whatever to Lauren. Because if she's in solitary, let me tell you, if she's getting letters, they are the only thing she has. Because if you're not in solitary, there's, you know, stuff like card games and books and things
people
you can
to talk to.
Yeah, there are people to talk to and things you can occupy yourself with. So head over to jailedactivist.info and get all that detail there and put that in your bookmarks because it'll be useful probably into the future. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. Starting out with a little bit of news, and it's not good. This news is being reported by the Register, and it's about... Well, it's even though it's a UK-based story, the actual story is happening here in the United States, where online dating service eHarmony.com has now agreed to create a new website for matching same-sex couples as part of a discrimination settlement with New Jersey's Civil Rights Division. The agreement comes more than 3 years after New Jersey resident Eric McKinley filed a formal complaint against the matchmaking company over its heterosexuals-only policy. The state's Division of Civil Rights held an investigation and ruled in 2007 that it had probable cause to uphold the allegations. Under the terms of the settlement, eHarmony will launch a separate service next March called Compatible Partners. eHarmony will also pay $50,000 to the Attorney General's office to cover investigation-related administrative costs and to pay $5,000 to Mr. McKinley. They'll also get a free one-year subscription to the new website. In a statement Wednesday, eHarmony denied violating the state's discrimination law and said it reserves the right to inform those using the new same-sex matching service that it's... patented matching system is based on years of researching thousands of opposite-sex couples only. Registration of the compatible partner site will be free for the first 10,000 users. At that time, subscription pricing will be the same as eHarmony.com. So here you have the government.
And I can tell you that it seems very likely to me, I'm just making a speculation here, but it's based on experience, that the gay people that are out there, they might get their first 10,000 because it's free, but they're not going to pay because they don't want the money going to a company that didn't want to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Why would they?
I, as a straight person, wouldn't want to give any money to this company because I don't agree with the guy's values.
I hear what you're saying. I personally don't have a problem with it, with eHarmony in particular, because, you know, they came up with a business plan, and that's a business plan he believed in. It would be one thing if he said, I'm not going to, allow gay people to work at my company. I wouldn't like that as much. It may very well be true. But, you know, when it's somebody's religion, that's fine. And gay people have done a great job of servicing themselves in these areas. I mean, wouldn't you rather go, sure, if you're a gay guy or gay woman, wouldn't you rather go to a website that is targeted for whatever it is that you're looking for, that's run by somebody who understands
and appreciates you? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it totally just doesn't make any sense.
Right. They're doing this just to bow down to the New Jersey state government people is what they're doing.
They're doing it for that reason, but the gay guy came after them out of a sense of vendetta. You don't like
an
me
entitlement.
Enough. Yeah, it's
right.
Disgusting.
Yeah, the whole idea here that you should be able to complain to the point where you can force somebody to change their website. It's one thing to send an email to the owner of a website and say, hey, you know, here are some suggestions for your website that would make it better for users like me. You know, please take those under consideration. That's the appropriate thing to do if you're a business, if you're a potential client or prospect and you're seeing some behavior or some sort of policy in a business that you don't like.
Right.
But to go running to the government and complaining about the way somebody's doing their business is absolutely beyond the pale, rude, and it's outrageous. And what's more outrageous is that anything was done about this. You know, that it just shows that these government people believe they own you lock, stock, and barrel. Not only do they own your property, but they also own your digital property. They own your website. And, of course, the more interesting part of this is I just went to see, well, where is eHarmony based in? Is it based in New Jersey? Because the last time we talked about a story like this was just a couple weeks ago with the transportation company. I forget what it was called. It was like Find a Ride Buddy or something.
Right.
And it's a worldwide company, and it helps people hook up one another so they can carpool, essentially, from one point to another. And they were under attack by the Toronto or the Ontario government. Turns out the founders actually were in Ontario, so they were easy to reach by the state agents that were trying to go after them. eHarmony's in California. So their offices are in California, but yet they're bowing down to the New Jersey government. They're paying $50,000 to the New Jersey government. They're putting up another website, and they're going to give $5,000 to this other guy. Why not just say, go to hell?
The reason is because they're not in, and even though they're in another state, the federal government's going to recognize that lien or whatever, and they're going to come after them. They can come after them.
Really?
And they probably feel like their reputation will be damaged if they refuse to pay. I think the average person doesn't really.
No one's going to hear about that.
Well, I don't think their reputation. The news?
Yeah, I mean, it's made the news, but it's not going to be front page news. I mean, most people aren't going to get this news at all. This is something that I found because Manuel Laura sent the story to me. I mean, I might not have ever even come across it. So
I think that it's I don't think the reputation is going to be that big of a deal in this instance, but it could come back to bite them somehow as far as credit ratings, financial stuff.
It's just awful. And now look, let's clarify something here. I think that I like gay people, and I think they absolutely should have, you know, whatever websites they want to have for themselves, and they've already got that. They've already got plenty of gay dating sites and things like that on the internet. But what I do support is the right of a business owner to run his business however he wants. If he wants to be an intolerant jerk, and he wants to exclude certain people from his website, whoever this Neil Clark Warren character is that founded eHarmony, you know, if he wants to be this way, then he should be free to be that way, and then let the marketplace decide who sinks and who swims.
I agree.
1-800-259-9231, but this is setting some dangerous precedent also. You know, the idea that the government can just come in and say, well, we don't agree with how you're running your website. Now you have to comply with all these different rules. But, of course, they've been doing to porn sites for a long time. So this is the next step. Now dating sites are going to become regulated. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, this program brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. You need collections and you need it done right. Get in touch with SACL CAI. You can do so through the banner up at the top of our website. Huge sponsor of this program. We couldn't do Free Talk Live as successfully as we do without Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL CAI. So head over there because they are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. So go visit SACL CAI and get your money back. All right, so we continue here. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about what's interesting to us. And I mentioned this last night on the show. We didn't get a chance to cover it. So here's the story. From Indiana's 6 News, theindychannel.com, the Court of Appeals in Indiana recently issued a ruling that affirmed Indiana's In God We Trust plates are constitutional. The appeals court upheld an earlier trial court judgment against the ACLU of Indiana, which claimed that motorists who ask for God plates get special treatment because they don't have to pay a $15 administrative fee charged for specialty plates. In its decision, the appeals court affirmed that Indiana offers two alternatives to standard license plates and that the fee structure for those plates is uniformly applicable to all similarly situated license plates. Indiana also offers specialty plates for organizations, which requires a $15 administrative fee under the state statute.
Now, let me get this straight. The In God We Trust plate, that's an Indiana state plate? That's the original plate that they sort of have?
No, it's a special plate.
It's a specialty plate.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's apparently an alternative to a standard license plate, so it's...
So they have several sort of standard, and then they have these, what they are calling...
They have a few standards.
Right, they have a few standards, and then they have what they call alternative plates after that.
Correct. Mm. So the standard ones are exempt the $15 administrative fee, whereas the special plates have a $15 administrative fee. So they're saying that if you want the God plate, you save some money, and that's not fair to other people.
Well, I...
Oh, and then, of course, there's the point that what the hell is the state doing putting the word God on its license plates in the first place?
Well, I figured that's where you would be going with this one in particular. I guess if your plate doesn't say anything that, In God We Trust doesn't really, promote an organization in particular, I suppose one could say from a cursory...
But it promotes religion.
It promotes, I suppose one could say that it promotes Christianity and therefore churches and that kind of thing.
I don't think it necessarily promotes Christianity. I mean, the term God is pretty wide-cutting. It means a lot, but...
I think that, by and large, that's what it means to most people.
I think you're right about that, sure.
Even like the Muslims would say, well, it doesn't say In Allah We Trust.
Right.
Or in Buddha we trust,
sure.
Or something like that.
And, Buddha's not a god, though, right?
Not really, right. Non-profit situation, but I don't entirely get all those Eastern religions, even though I've studied some of them. If it's an organization, I can see the difference there. So if you're giving, say, the Salvation Army plate, I can see them having a different fee structure for that for some reason, mm-hmm. because they would be getting some of the money or something like that. It costs us $15 to send them $15 or something.
This reminds me of, in most states, the way plates work, they have certain organizations, like you just mentioned, that back the plate, and the plate is more expensive because the state gives a certain percentage of the money to whatever organization that is. In Florida, they came out with a...
Choose Life?
No, there was a variety of them. There was a drug-free
whole bunch
one.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a drug-free one. There was
dolphins,
flowers,
I think,
dolphins, yeah. Whatever.
Turtles.
Spaying your animals was one of them.
Really?
Spaying and neuter. Yeah, I think that went to the Humane Society or some sort of organization like that.
And they have every college quite a few organizations.
Right, but there's just a ton of them. But I remember there was one that had an American flag on it, and it was like a just United We Stand plate. Mm-hmm. Where does that extra money go?
I always
wondered that.
Well,
to the coffers of the state. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you where they all go. And here in New Hampshire, they only have one alternative, and you have to pay extra for
the moose
plate. And supposedly the government's going to give money to the moose. I don't know what the moose are going to do with the money, but the idea of trusting the government to take care of the moose as though it's going to help in any way, shape, or form is kind of silly. But if it makes you happy, have whatever
Maybe
plate you
like
want.
Moose.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you like giraffes, correct,
right.
Julia? If there was a giraffe plate, I don't know why they'd have
I wouldn't spend it, only because I'm cheap and it's a license plate, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so I mean,
I used to want one of the drug-free ones. This is a joke.
I mean, there's the different plates. They're appealing in some ways, and I don't have any problem with somebody wanting to have a different plate, but. You know, kind of wonder where it's coming from.
Sure.
And if this
was all coming from an insurance company that was offering different plates for its customers to put on their cars for identification purposes, then this would be no big deal. But the reason this is a big deal is because the claim is that the state and church are supposed to be separate. And that was one of sort of the founding concepts behind this country. I mean, the idea was that, hey, let's get away from this state-approved religion over in the UK and move to this wonderful new land where we can have our own religion and not have to get it approved with our state masters. I mean, the whole idea of freedom of religion was one of the most important founding factors in this country, at least as I understand the story. Am I incorrect about that? Isn't that why a lot of people came here, was to escape the state religion?
Well, I think the state religion, sure, but at the same time, they should be able to express whatever religion they want, and a lot of people really dig that "In God We Trust" thing.
Sure, they do.
And
but if the state wants to play fair,
they want it.
Well, then the state needs to have a Buddha plate, and the state needs to have an Allah plate, and
if the
state
demand
needs to
was
have
high enough for it, I suspect they would. A lot of these, I know in Florida, I can't tell you, but I know Florida has a whole bevy of these things, and I'm sure that they don't really care that much about your private university, but they'll darn sure give your private university a plate if they think enough people will get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. I don't agree with you there. I don't think the state is really responding to demand in any way, shape, or form. You're suggesting that the state has some sort of response to market signals when it comes to license plates?
They do,
because have you ever tried calling the state government people?
They want the money.
Have you ever tried calling the state government people?
I think
people?
You know I have.
Yeah, and you know what happens, right? They put you on hold. You never get to talk to anybody.
You're lucky
if someone calls you back.
If you have an organization, and that organization has people that are motivated by profit,
these people aren't motivated by profit.
But this isn't
They're
the state.
No, wait,
I didn't even freaking finish what I was saying. The organizations certainly are, and they're going to liaison to the state, and they're going to get that plate. Is it easy? No, it's not.
But there's no organization behind this.
And call the state and say, hey, I want a Free Talk Live plate.
There's no organization behind this, so your point falls flat. There is no beneficiary.
I bet you there is.
There
may not be a beneficiary.
What it is there's some God-loving Christian type that happens to be in charge of the state bureaucracy, and they managed to get their plate through. That's all this is. It's not a result of a bunch of Christians coming into their DMV office and saying, why don't you have a Jesus plate? We want a Jesus plate. That's not happening.
I just don't understand why, you, in particular, get so upset about these little things, whether In God We Trust
somebody who's a Buddhist, for somebody who's a Muslim, this is not a little thing.
Well, I was just going to say that I don't particularly care either way, but it is a little asinine.
Absolutely, and it shows yet again that the government people just don't give a flip about what their founding documents say and the whole purpose and what the things they're supposed to adhere to, the rules that they're supposed to follow. Yet another example of that. All right.
So much bigger issues.
You bring up anything, take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299.
Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you betcha, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. 08. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies sending us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
FunKnobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls catered towards consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, online since 2004. You'd use code FTL to save 10% off at FunKnobs.com.
800-259-9231. All right, Mark, I'll have a better story for you here, a real issue that you can dig into in a moment.
I'm not saying it's bad or anything. I like to bring it up so that I can say things like, I don't think that this is, you know, going after people in the pledge, you know, whether in the pledge contains In God We Trust or One Nation Under God or the money has In God We Trust. I just feel like, I don't know, like there's so many bigger fish to fry than getting all bent out of shape about
for some people
somebody saying God.
Well, for some people that have different religions, it can be a big issue. I mean, the fact that they are financially subsidizing the expression of other people's belief systems could be pretty outrageous to them. I mean, for me, it's no, like, whatever, you know, okay. you're taking my money and you're spending it all kinds of garbage. This is certainly a little issue compared to some of the compared to military spending. This is minuscule. You're absolutely right. And I'm not as I'm not a devoted religious adherent, but I can understand those people who are. And there may be people out there that take a real offense to the Christian religion that might very well be upset by the fact that state governments are putting the word God on license plates and then having you pay for it.
And there's certainly a number of Christians who feel personally insulted when anything is not Christian.
Sure.
Like when they got all bent up out of shape about the war on Christmas and people saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, yeah. I
would like to say that I understand where you're coming from on that, Julia. Fighting fire with fire, or fighting dumb with dumb in this case, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I think it's dumb to get, to expend your energy. And those are the words I'm going to use. To expend any kind of energy on this, it's fruitless, it's pointless, it bothers people. Just forget about it. Go on and worry about other issues.
Fine, Mark. I see where you're coming from.
And if you're a Christian and you're getting all bent out of shape about whether or not somebody says that, it makes sense to me the Christians would get all upset and everything. I'm not saying it's right. It's just stereotypical in my mind that they would. So, let them.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I see where you're coming from, Mark. You're saying, well, it's no big deal. Just let them go ahead and do it. But what do you do when they keep going? What do you do when it expands out from having God on the license plates to God on your driver's license to God, over the top of every single state bureaucracy
and in every constitution that's there?
I think
that it's fine.
Is there a point at which you would say, okay, that's enough?
No, I think that my point is status quo. Status quo, I think, has some legitimacy. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that because it is what exists today.
This wasn't the status quo until 2007. I closed the story, but this is brand new. This God plate is brand new. It's as of the last 2 years. So this wasn't the status quo. So
a status quo. And I
not
think
this license plate.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, the state should offer other people other things. I know that they're not
going to. But
they won't,
because the Christians are in charge of the state. So they just get to introduce whatever Christian stuff they want to and force it down everybody's throat.
I'm going
to
shut up.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Charlie, listening to KTAE in Texas. You're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to – I actually work for KTAE.
That's excellent.
You've spoken to me before. You remember KTAE in Elgin, or actually Cameron, Texas?
How could I forget? We love
KTAE. Yeah, dealing with Mike Lundgren, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Anyway, I did the poker show every day. But in God We Trust on the license plates. Man, look at it. Just pull out a dollar.
Sure.
Pull out a dollar.
Sure.
It's everywhere.
It's
and then the guys that founded the country had a very, very deep belief in in the Christian values.
That's not true.
I don't know that I agree with that.
There were some of them that might apply to some of them. Thomas Jefferson was a deist.
Well, I suppose that's true, but
he's not the only one.
Well, that's possible, but they did found it, and they did put it on there, and that's...
They did put a
strong foundation of Christianity into the United States Constitution.
I don't believe that's the case. I don't think you can find any sort of Christian anything in the U.S. Constitution. I'm sorry.
This is often said, and I think what it is it's been pounded into our heads, but the fact is that during the Reformation period, the Enlightenment period, when the country was founded, then after that we went through, Christian, people got swept up in the mid and late 1800s, I can't remember, Reformation? Is that what they called it? Anyway.
For lack of a better word, yeah. That
John Wesley and the Calvin and those folks preaching and having that stuff. So really, the founding fathers themselves weren't deeply religious. A great deal of them didn't believe in Christianity themselves. George Washington could very well have been a deist. Certainly Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin were, very likely Madison. Adams is kind of on the fence, too. So, you've got those are the big boys right there, and that's all five of them. But people got much more deeply religious 50, 75, 100 years later in America.
Now, will you confirm this?
Yes, sir.
Most of our founding fathers were Masons.
I think so.
Probably true.
Freemasons were really popular about that time.
Right. I know for a fact that you cannot be a Mason without affirming a faith in God.
In God, but that doesn't necessarily mean a faith in Jesus, right?
Right. There's a difference between believing in God
and believing in Christ. Christ. That's true.
Yeah. So there is a difference there. I mean, a lot of people can believe in a type of God, but not necessarily one particular subset of a religious belief.
Right, like, because I believe in God, I just don't believe the story of Jesus necessarily.
Hmm. Anything else, Charlie?
Well, I was raised Baptist. I mean, Mama took me. I was in Sunday school every Sunday morning.
I'm not Sunday school. I went to Christian church.
You went to Christian church?
Yeah, I was a Presbyterian. I went to Christian camp for a number of years. Yeah, I've been there and done that.
Sorry about that phone ringing.
It's all right. I can't hear it. Keep going.
Anyway, I lost my train. Oh, to get back to the first point.
Yes, sir.
In God we trust. That on the dollar bill. That's the thing that it's even more important than the license plates, because we're all paying for those dollar bills that are printed out.
Well,
that was my main
point
when I called.
Hey, I'm with you there. I mean, I understand where you're coming from on that, and that certainly is more status quo. Now, did they add the "In God We Trust" to the currency during the Red Scare, or was that just the Pledge of Allegiance that they added the God phrase to during the
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. It's a good question.
Now, I'm a bit of a trivia buff, and I've read when they added that to it, and I cannot remember.
Now, we'll find that out for you.
I'll find that out, and I'll give you a call.
Well, we'll check here in a moment. I thank you, Charlie, for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. up and down, pull them out, take them on. All right. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That's the number. And, you know, if you ever don't get a chance to get everything out on the air here on Free Talk Live, whether it be because we're just, rolling through the phone calls and just don't have time to spend a long time with you, call back the next night. You know, if there's ever a few points that you didn't get out, just call back.
Yeah, no big deal.
And we'd be happy to talk to you again.
Yeah, we'll talk about the same issue. You don't have to talk about the thing we're talking about.
So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Now, of course, with the Pledge of Allegiance, the anti-God people, or for lack of a better term, they get all upset about the fact that there's a reference to God in the pledge. But, of course, people who are really concerned about the growth of the state and all that should be concerned about the pledge itself. So getting distracted with the whole God issue is really a total distraction when it comes to the pledge. It's the pledge itself. It's total socialist, statist indoctrination, and it's a big problem. And I know they added the phrase to that in the 1950s when everybody was scared of communism taking over. We'll find out when the In God We Trust was added to the currency here for you and take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. If you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board as well, and exposing new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And I must say, the amp email box is quite full at the moment, Mark, as a result of this weekend's imprisonment.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wanted out their amps to help. Of course, I wonder if they're kicking themselves because you only spent 4 stinking days in jail.
Well, we can talk about that here in a little bit since Julia is on the show with us tonight. But first, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. So again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board. Help this show out. Get on more more radio stations and expose new people to Free Talk Live. Let's talk to... Oh, by the way, before we go on, check into the In God We Trust thing. In fact, Charlie even called back with the same information we just dug up. According to Wikipedia, at least, it is apparently the motto first appeared on a United States coin in 1864, so in the Civil War era, as well as
the Reformation era, as I was talking about before, with the Wesleyans and the Calvinists tromping about doing tent preaching and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Now, imagine how upset the Christians would be if it said, "In Allah we trust." They'd be livid about that, and, rightfully so. Separation of church and state, it's generally a good idea. I mean, separation of just destroying the state is a better idea. Then we wouldn't have to deal with nonsense like this. But in the meantime, they should at least stick to their rules. But in addition, looks like we're sort of partially right, or at least I was in my suggestion that there was something about the 50s that factored in here, and it turns out that it was made the national motto after the passage of an act of Congress back in 1956. So in the 50s, it was made the official national motto of the United States, which, again, completely out of line for a country that is purports to be a place of religious freedom. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm looking for a universal brief document that outlines the ideals of liberty. What am I looking for?
How brief are we talking about?
A page or two, maybe up to five.
Hmm. That's a good question.
The ideals of liberty, there's probably umpteen articles on the internet for something like that.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I know of. I mean, back when I was doing outreach for the Libertarian Party, they had a little four-page brochure. I think it focused more on what the Libertarian Party believed on various different issues, which at the time was pretty principled libertarian stuff. So I bet you if you went to something like the Advocates for Self-Government, you might be able to find something there. I know at one time they had a nice 16-page version of David Berglund's book, Libertarianism in One Lesson, which I found was excellent. David Berglund is actually going to be at the upcoming Liberty Forum, so you'll be able to meet him in person there. But he's a former Libertarian Party presidential candidate. He wrote a book called Libertarianism in One Lesson. It's a full-length book. It's probably about 120, 150 pages. Pretty easy to get through book. And they took that and they boiled it down into a 16-page, essentially large, it's a little larger than 8.5 by 11, but it's a 16-page long booklet, essentially, that I think really does a good job of covering various different issues. I believe you can order that through the Advocates for Self-Government, so maybe it's a little longer than you were looking for, but at the same time, it's pretty comprehensive.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much,
guys. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It sounded like he wanted something he could hold in his hands as opposed to just an internet website. And if you guys have any better suggestions, you're welcome to dial in with them. That's another good question that would work on the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS. Just throw that question out there to all of the BBSers and then see who comes back with what response.
You know, I did something like that today, and I can be pretty harsh on the BBS at times. But I mean, the people on the BBS, I can be harsh on them. But today, man, did they step up to the plate. I've been trying to get a beer sponsor for the Shrine of Female Listeners. And
you've been doing that for a while, working on that for a while.
I have, but I've been very selective in who I'm contacting. And I tried to sort of, I'm not a great writer, I don't like to compose, and my heart's clearly not in the things that I write. So I put something out there and tried to express that, you know, I'm not looking for every beer or any beer, I want specific beers, kind of thing. And they came back with just some fantastic ideas, and more of them than I'd likely to use. So thanks to all the guys out there who did that.
There are some good people over on that Free Talk Live BBS and a lot of ornery jerks.
And, you know, I say guys. I don't know the gender of half
mostly
the people
guys.
On
it's
there.
It's safe to call guys on that one. If you go, you can actually look. I mean, when you register for the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, you don't have to say what your gender is. So there's no requirement that you reveal that information. But of the people that do, the BBS does calculate certain statistics, and there is currently a 6-to-1 male-to-female ratio on the Free Talk.
So, ladies, if you're looking for a date, the place to go is the Free Talk Live BBS.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Here's a story for you, and it's actually an update on something that we talked about earlier, I believe, this year. Remember how over the past couple of years there's the occasional story that would pop up about a porn producer being attacked by the federal government? And,
yeah, they always seem to be after one.
The feds coming after porn producers for so-called obscenity charges. Well, now another
That's
one
That's like an oxymoron.
It's yeah, it's really outrageous what they're doing here. I mean, another one has been sentenced, and it's just getting worse. This story from xbiz.com. A federal judge has sentenced Paul F. Little, and this is actually somewhat old news. It happened in early October, but I just came across it a few days ago. This guy was sentenced. Max Hardcore is his stage name.
Oh, I'm familiar. I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, you're familiar,
oh, yeah,
are you?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him before.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say I've never looked at a porn website, but likely I've heard it from, you know, some kind of news thing.
If you've seen this guy, you would remember. 46 months, it'll burn. His videos will burn into your brain. They're so... they're sick and twisted.
Yeah, that's not going to be what I like.
46 months in prison and fines of more than $1.4 million. They went after this guy to Max Hardcore. U.S. District Judge Susan Bucklew allowed Hardcore to remain free pending appeal while sternly advising him against speaking to the press. I wouldn't want him to get the story out there.
It's a criminal obscenity charge?
Well, what did you think?
Well, I would think civil, I mean, or something. Like, they go after him for money. They're putting him in prison?
Well, they want money, too.
Well, of course they do, yeah. But, I mean, that's just crazy. They, they put a man in prison over it?
By the way, I'm sorry. There is an updated version of this story that does say he will be forced to go to prison. They are not going to allow him to stay out on appeal. So
that's
he is
nuts.
Going to prison. Recommended prison sentence.
I mean, if we're not talking about consenting adults, maybe I can...
We're talking about consenting adults. What we're talking about is consenting adults doing some really sick stuff, but they're consenting. This guy is known within the porn industry. He's not some little nobody. People know who this guy is.
I've heard the name. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why.
Well, apparently the recommended prison sentence and fines were the minimum levels suggested by the federal prosecutors for the 10 counts. Hardcore was fined $7,500 and Max World Entertainment for $75,000. The fines on all charges add up to about $1.4 million. He has apparently filed the appeal. The federal government was asking for more stringent sentencing than what the judge ordered. In a memo, the Justice Department suggested the judge compare Hardcore's obscenity charge to child pornography, narcotics, and fraud. The memo also included several quotes.
But it's not any of those things.
No.
When I was in prison, when I went early on, I was in prison with a lawyer, as I recall. He was an old man in his 50s or 60s, probably about my age now. He had been gotten, you know, they came after him for some sum of money, and I don't know. I mean, obviously, this has been 20 years now. But he said, yeah, they can, you know, make me do whatever amount of time they're going to make me do for it, but I'm never going to pay him because, you know, he's going to do whatever financial wrangling there is not to have to pay. You can build an LLC and have a shell individual that you do all your business through. Max is never going to pay this money. And that's, you know, the federal government has dug its own grave by making all these laws and these corporations and all this other stuff. This guy's never going to have to pay these fines. Yeah, he'll have to do the prison time. But what good does that do anyone? We're victimized by this guy and the fact that we have to imprison him.
I mean, the whole idea that this is going to stop pornography. Is that what they're trying to do? Are they trying to stop people from making extreme pornography? Because it's not going to stop anybody. The people that want this stuff, and I don't really want to get into the description of what this guy does. Let's say it involves bodily functions, not involving actual regular sex.
Yeah.
Okay? So think about what other bodily functions might be involved in some sick stuff.
Stat porn, right? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's a lot of different sick stuff. Anyway, so the idea that this is going to stop this is absurd. As anything that's prohibited is more prohibited, or anything that's unwanted becomes prohibited, then all of that goes underground. So what you might end up seeing happen is that the new porn that is of the same genre, the same sort of hardcore extreme genre, will be made underground, and it may very well be made with unwilling participants. It may be made with non-porn stars that nobody knows, just some girls plucked off the street, runaways, or something like that. That's all a very real possibility, and then you won't be able to trace anything or anybody, and people will really get hurt doing this stuff. Hour two's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.